at the top of our program on Wednesday, Governor Snyder's call for improvements in the delivery of state services, including the merging of two large and important state agencies. Mr. Snyder says the Departments of Human Services and Community Health need to become more people-centric, less program-centric. He says that resulting efficiencies will improve services to state residents and, with other reforms, create a river of opportunity. The merger, which the governor can legally order, would create the largest state agency with more than 14,000 employees. Human services advocates, including our next guest, generally agree that greater efficiency is possible and desirable, but they also fear outsourcing and layoffs of psychologists and nurses and counselors. To talk about the merger and other developments in the news, we welcome Ray Holman, legislative liaison for United Auto Workers 6000 Union. UAW 6000 represents 9,000 workers in Michigan's Departments of Human Services and Community Health. Ray Holman, welcome to Current State.
It's fantastic to be here, and it's awesome to be here with this live music. That was great.
Yeah. A couple of days ago, you told the Free Press that this could be a good move, but that outsourcing was a key concern. Do you think outsourcing is likely? Do you think it's inevitable? Where do you stand on that?
Well, you had mentioned Governor Snyder and the state address. What had happened, though, is that Friday before his state of the state address, on Tuesday, unfortunately, we saw 100 Department of Human Services workers laid off. And so, of course, you know, when we hear about merging two big departments that carry out vital programs, very complex work and services that they provide, you know, we're concerned. In theory, the merger, you know, could make sense. There's a lot of overlap in terms of the duties that the two departments do, especially when you're talking about Medicaid. But again, the devil will be in the details, and so it's going to be a wait and see.
Was the layoff of the DHS workers that was initially requested, I think, back in December last month, and that we learned more about last week, are these two related? Are the layoffs related to the merger?
The layoffs that we unfortunately saw, last Friday, were the result of the fiscal year 14-15 budget being short-funded $7.5 million. And so we knew in August that 352 positions would not be funded. A lot of those positions are on paper, and because of retirements and transfers, et cetera, that didn't mean necessarily all 352 people or staff would be laid off, but it did result, unfortunately, in 100 staff members being laid off, and it caused bumping and some chaos for the department across the state and for our members. You know, we represent about almost 9,000 members in the Department of Human Services, and what's particularly troubling about it is the caseworkers right now are overwhelmed. Caseworkers that deal with food and energy security issues already have 800 to 1,300 cases on their loads. So, you know, the reality is we need more staff. And so then when the merger was announced at the State of the State, you know, it caused us some concern. But again, in theory, you know, it could be a good thing. We're really interested in finding efficiencies, and that's something we'd like to partner with the administration on. Like everybody else, we'd like to see the tax dollar go as long as possible and provide great services for the citizens. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about, is serving Michigan citizens.
Well, if your primary concern is professionals on the ground directly assisting people who need help, there are legislators who say they agree. Wednesday on this program, Republican Senator Rick Jones, a Republican, echoed that concern. Here he is. Okay, we're not going to hear from Senator Jones, but basically one of his response was the idea here would be to eliminate management and not to eliminate caseworkers, physicians, people directly serving Michigan residents. Could a merger impact management more and unionized caseworkers less?
Well, one thing that we've always said is we need to put the resources with the people that have direct contact with the public. For example, the caseworkers that work in the various Department of Human Services branch offices around the state. And obviously, when the senator, and I did hear his comments saying that, you know, it'd be good to get rid of middle management and managers and invest more in the front lines, we would support that and agree with him. However, again, the devil's in the details. And the reality is, this work is very complex, very complicated, and very important, and it needs to be done very carefully. And when you're merging two departments, I'm sure that there is federal requirements that are involved. And again, it's something that needs to be thoroughly thought through, and the process needs to be done in an appropriate way. Otherwise, we're going to create more problems. But, you know, Senator Jones does make a good point. We need to invest in the frontline staff.
Our special guest here, Ray Holman of the United Auto Workers 6000 Union. UAW 6000 represents around 9,000 workers in Michigan's Departments of Human Services and Community Health. You do have workers in both of those departments, I take it.
Yes, we do. We actually represent state employees in all the departments. Most of our members, however, the largest majority is in the Department of Human Services, then followed by the Department of Corrections. We have a lot of the professionals that work in MDLC. We also represent people in the field in that department, parole
agents. But you have an unusually high number of members in the two departments that are going to be merged.
Well, mostly in the Department of Human Services. We do have a lot of staff in the Department of Community Health as well. So, yes, it's going to be a huge department, 14,000. But yes, we do.
I mean, this discussion has just been, it's still going on. Have you discussed this particular point with anyone in the administration or maybe with DCH Interim Director Nick Lyon just in the last day or two? Have you learned anything more?
Well, you know, we learned about this merger through the media, and it would have been better, actually, if we could have sat down and talked with administration about this. And we have a lot to offer. You know, we have the members that do the work in the Department of Community Health. We represent the psychiatrists, the psychologists, the nurses that work in the psychiatric facilities. Obviously, again, the caseworkers, social workers that work at Department of Human Services, and they're the ones doing the jobs. And, you know, we would like to partner and find efficiencies together. I think that's the most effective way to do this. In this particular situation, though, we learned it through the media.
I want to let our listeners know that I tried to arrange Interim DCH Director Nick Lyon for this segment. He was unavailable for today. I also tried to line up a Snyder administration representative. They declined. If outsourcing like this takes place, Ray Holman, how does that unfold? What happens exactly? The state then contracts with whom exactly to do this work?
Well, you know, outsourcing is a major concern for us, for state employees, and we've seen examples around the country and here in Michigan when particular functions of government have been outsourced and there's been bad outcomes. And when you're talking about DCH and DHS, as we're talking about today, again, those departments provide critical services. They're complex services. When you think about child welfare, that's something you want to be really careful if you want to deputize somebody else to handle those responsibilities. When you're talking about children's protective services, if you outsource that work or foster care, you need to be very careful because those agencies are actually mean the difference between life and death for Michigan citizens.
But who are they? Do you know who that work would go to as opposed to your members?
Well, I can tell you right now, when you're talking about foster care, 55% of foster care has already been outsourced. And it's outsourced to various nonprofit groups like Catholic Social Services, like Star Commonwealth, like Lutheran Social Services. So right now, we know that 55% of the foster care staff is already outsourced. We used to state employees. The department used to do adoptions. That's since been outsourced. So we see that already happening. And that's a concern that we have, you know, again, for both the departments moving forward. Because really, state employees provide a great deal for the citizens. State employees do the job because they want to serve citizens. They want to protect children, protect seniors. They definitely don't do it for the money. You know, these type of positions should be destination jobs where people are really invested. And, you know, in order to attract qualified people who are highly educated and trained, you know, obviously they also need to be paid fairer wages and have good benefits. And in the long run, that saves the state money.
Ed Mitchell, who's the president of your union, UAW 6000, wrote to members that that the 100 DHS layoffs, quote, has impacted thousands of our members, unquote. What's Mr. Mitchell's point here? How could 100 layoffs impact thousands, plural, of your members?
Well, what happens is there's a bumping process. And so, unfortunately, 100 people on or around February 15th will be laid off. But in the meantime, what it causes a ripple effect. So that means that caseworkers are changing work positions, work locations. That means that people that were non-exclusive representative employees, managers, supervisors, may bump back down into the collective bargaining unit. And so what it means is people literally may have to move their work site, maybe have to physically move. So even if you're not directly laid off or lose your job, it still impacts the entire department and all the staff.
I know you're also concerned about the budget shortfall that was recently unveiled. Unfortunately, we are just in a word or two. How concerned are you that budget shortfall could result in more layoffs?
Well, we're worried. We're seeing a shortfall of $325 million. We just lost 100 people last Friday. So, obviously, that's a great concern.
Okay. We want to thank Ray Holman, UAW 6000 Legislative Liaison, for joining us today. We're talking about reductions in DHS and the likely merger of DHS and Community Health. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.